Welcome, Cleaning Nation. It is time to have some fun, soak up some wisdom, and to find everything you need to grow your cleaning company. If you're not careful, we'll even have a little bit of fun along the way. If you love the show, if your life is 3,918 times better as a member of Cleaning Nation, hook us up. Give us a 5-star rating review on iTunes, share on Facebook, subscribe to YouTube, all the good stuff. Today, we are chatting with Fredo Derzin from Bell Cleaning. Bell Cleaning serves the St. Louis area with commercial cleaning. If you want to reach out to Fredo and his team, you get a hold of them at www.bellcleaningservices.com. It's B-E-L, only one L, not Bell with two L's, B-E-L, cleaningservices.com. Fredo, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure for me to be here, and I've been listening to your podcast for a long time now, and the value you provide is amazing, and it's just a pleasure for me to be on the show. I'm very flattered for the invite.
Glad to have you, and I'm actually just now going, I screwed up the last name, didn't I? If I said it wrong, say it right so everyone will know how to say it properly.
You know what? I think you did good. It's Derzin. I think it takes a little used to, but you did good.
As my wife would say, I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I do that all the time.
Syllable, yeah, that's right. But you did good. It's Derzin, and it's awesome.
All right. Well, welcome officially to the show, Mr. Derzin, not Derzin or whatever Yahoo I introduced to begin. Tell us a little bit about you, man. What part of the world are you in? Are you married? Do you have kids? Give us a day in the life.
I am here in St. Louis, Missouri. I have a son who's 15 months, and I have another girl on the way. I think she's due in May. My background is in IT management, and long story short, I started this business to help my family because they had just moved out here, and I wanted to create a job for them. And it just got bigger and bigger, and I got laid off back in May, and I just decided to go full time with this and see if I can take it to the heights of the mountains.
I love that you got laid off, and you're like, yeah, my previous company, I both decided it was time for me to go full time.
Right, exactly.
Love it when they help you make the mistake, or make the transition.
Right.
And otherwise, I've got an 18-month-old boy, and I could not imagine having another one due in May. Are you insane, or you just have a tremendous amount of energy?
You know what? I worked with my wife. I told her, you know, Jesus worked 8 days a week, and she disagreed. There's not even 8 days in a week, so that goes to tell. When I work, and we're looking for a big family, and we're just on the road. We're making it happen.
Ooh, now that's a lot of pressure. I was just going to give you some fake junkie advice, but now that I go, we know we got 4 mouths to feed. I gotta bring the heat and actually hook you up, brother. All right,
there you go. There you go.
Well, that said, let's jump in. What's going on in your world that I can give you some help and make sure these babies get new shoes and everything?
Oh, right now we have granted, we started 5 months ago. We have a few commercial accounts, and then we have a couple. Residential accounts. We're doing pretty good as far as revenue, given the time that we started. I'm a big believer in process management and process creation and execution. I'm getting gray hair every day just to see that somebody didn't update a job status, or it's just little things that are not executing right. And I think I've done everything I could. So it's like, and then they're still not doing what they're supposed to do. So I'm reaching out to you to see if I can get some wisdom and insights into how do you get your team to successfully execute processes that are established to get the jobs done right.
Perfect. I love that question. And because I'm a huge pain in the neck, before I answer, I'm going to ask you some more questions so I make sure I know what I'm talking about. Fair?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Well, first of all, just the fact that you're only 5 months old in terms of business age, and you've already got employees, and you've already got systems for them not to follow, that's fantastic in 5 months. How many employees do you have so far?
We have 10 contractors. We can't afford employees. We have 10 people, and they're all 1099s.
Okay, but you've still got 10 cleaners, however whatever legal agreement you have with them, you have 10 people cleaning.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting you asked that, because I just met with my insurance guy and we had that big conversation about 1099 or employees. So I just thought I would just put it in the record the right way.
Cool. And I've got lots of thoughts about that. But we'll have to save those for a different conversation, different day. So, and I've got to ask, just because Cleaning Nation is going to kill me if I don't. Gosh, that means if you started 5 months ago, you've got 10 cleaners. That means you've added 2 a month every month. That's fantastic growth. How have you been getting your customers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as new business and acquisition, it's just the problem is that our cleaners cannot keep up. We have 4 jobs in one day, and my manager texts me. He just texts me literally, "I am effing everything up," and he did. He just given everybody his count anyway. So, long story short, our advertising. I mean, my background is in IT, and I'm pretty good, on the social network and SEO and whatnot. I used to be a developer, so I know my way online. And the avenues that I use for advertising are Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Google. And we were getting into business directories and all that. I mean, that's a whole other story. I'm pretty sure you know that. But we just leverage lots of territory online and wherever we can. And we have energy to go. So that's what we're doing.
Okay, perfect. Love it. All right. Enough of thank you, by the way, because again, anytime I hear anyone have that kind of success, I want to make sure we share with Cleaning Nation what you're doing that's working, and not that Cleaning Nation should do the exact same thing, but it's always good to kind of hear what's working and what's not. So let's jump in. A couple things. Sure. First of all, tell me about the process, because step one is to clearly communicate what you want them to do. So when you say process, what do you mean? Is it a big binder? Do you scream at them every day? Are there YouTube videos? How do you communicate what the process is?
That's a very good question. So we have systems, and systems comprise of processes. So let's say, for instance, completing a job from booking the job to getting the job done right to our standard. Well, there's a piece of the system that is training on job execution. That's the process. You call the customer and tell them you're on your way, you're on your ETA. You tell them who you are and what time you're going to be there. You get the job done. You ask the customer, is everything okay?
So, but how do they get this information? How do they know that's what they're supposed to do? Is it just verbal? Talk to me about that.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's basically, we have a system where the manuscript is attached to every job. It's written down black and white to answer your question.
So they have kind of their marching orders, and they're just not doing it. They've got a better way.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Okay. Guy, you're either going to love me or hate me, probably both, at the end of this conversation, because I'm going to say something you're going to like and stuff you're not going to like. First of all, excellent job on having that system. If we had more time, I would dive deep into exactly how you're doing it. We could kind of, that's more like one-on-one stuff. So we'll skip over that and assume that the way that you're communicating is effective. They know exactly what they're supposed to do. They're just choosing not to do it. Fair?
That's correct.
Okay. So there's a couple reasons they're not doing it. And as a boss, new or veteran, and I've done this for years, there's kind of this, and I think you and I are similar in terms of we're both logical. We've got kind of our black and white. This is what you're supposed to do. We're paying you to do it. We told you to do it. You said you do it. Why aren't you just doing it? Is that a fair guess on kind of where you're coming from?
I mean, you are speaking my language right now. You're talking my language. That's exactly right.
Okay, good. So for everyone listening, Cleaning Nation, welcome to the Nerd Convention, because that's pretty much what this is going to be. Both of us like, why don't you just do it? We said to do it. We're paying you. Come on. All right. So here's what we got to understand. And it's super hard for me because this is not my natural state of being. But we have to, as an owner, we kind of have to be a chameleon. And we're talking with different people from different stages of lives, whether it's a vendor or a customer or an employee or a pissed off vendor or a pissed off customer or an insurance guy or a lawyer. We've kind of got to modify who we are and what we're showing and what we bring to the table based on who we're dealing with. Fair?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So keep in mind, they are not insane. They may be lazy. They may be, you don't understand their thought process, but that doesn't mean they're downright crazy. They have a reason for doing it their own way. In their mind, you're stupid and they're dumb, and the way that you want it done does not make sense, and the way they want it done makes perfect sense. Is that a fair jump to make, that you could see that that's how your people feel?
I think that would be correct. I That would be correct.
Okay. And because you're paying them, they won't come up and tell you you're stupid. That's what I'm here for, is they think you're insane. So we got a couple ways to go. One is command and control. We yell and scream and beat and throw things and threaten and fire and all that sort of stuff, which if you've got the energy and willingness to live that kind of a life, it can be effective. It's just not super fun, and you're not going to ever have a community that is of value, and that's now your full-time job is screaming at people. So what I would propose is there's a couple things. One's kind of the hard side, one's the soft side. The hard side is I would propose asking them why they're not doing it and how they think it should be done. Some of the time, they're going to be insane and stupid and lazy, and I don't feel like doing it. A lot of the times, they're going to come up with better ideas. Well, this is stupid because, and it's wasting my time, and I don't want to waste my time. And if you start kind of giving them some responsibility and authority of your opinion matters. We can't do everything you say just because you say it, but at the very minimum, we'll explain, you'll understand why we do this and how maybe it affects other parts of the company that you don't understand or that aren't in your purview in terms of billing or getting clients or what we've agreed to on the agreement or whatever. So the two benefits that can come, best case scenario, is they give you a better idea and you go, my system is stupid. Instead of making this guy comply to my dumb system, I'll make my system smarter based on his feedback. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario is he gives just awful advice, like, well, I can't do that. But you explain to him or her, maybe they didn't understand why it's crucial that you did that. You committed to somebody, and somebody else that they didn't know about said that they would do that, and the customer's expecting it. And if you help them understand, that will help them comply. So far, so good?
So far, so good.
Okay. That's the kind of tactical blocking and tackling, do this, say that piece of it. Honestly, it's the least powerful. The more powerful is to get people that believe in the things that you believe in. So if what I just told you will help with anybody, but it's going to have limited beliefs if you and I are kind of, we've talked about birds of a feather. There are people out there that are loving what we're saying. Oh my gosh, they're so organized. That's what I want. I want A to plus B to always equal C, and everything happens in line, and there's an order and a process, and that's all I've ever wanted out of life. There are other people that are like, these people are idiots. Why are they so uptight? Life is for living. Why can't we be creative? Things will get done when they get done. I don't know why they're so uptight. Trying to hire the second person and bang that square into your circle hole will be an exercise in futility for both of you. What we want you to do is start attracting the people that line up with that orderly world of, this is who I am, and I like having a very linear way of thinking and way of doing things. And as long as you give me a clear path, I will follow it because that's who I am. Hiring that person and then giving him or her, he or she, the tools that they need to succeed, far easier than taking the creative type and trying to bang him into your not so creative mold. I know that's a really high level concept. Any thoughts or questions before we move on that piece?
Mike Kempion, you're the man. I mean, you just hit it right on the, it's awesome. You've hit it. It makes sense. And that's exactly what I think is sort of an approach to mitigate the problem. I mean, I was thinking, it's kind of interesting. You have another podcast I listened to that actually talked about the same thing. It's your vision, getting people to believe and basically get someone who's aligned with what you're doing is easier than create that kind of person per se. But so I think that makes a lot of sense. And those are things that I'm looking for every day, and we're going to apply.
Okay.
And correct ASAP.
Cool. I've got one more thing, and then I'm going to, actually before that, let me share. I'm assuming you're talking about Conversations with the Genius podcast.
I don't remember the title of it, but I remember that conversation.
Oh, another podcast in the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast?
Yes. When you were talking about your vision and your culture, you know, basically craft your ideals, so that when you recruit an employee, they know, you know, what to believe in and what to align with. And if they're not aligned with that, then you have to throw them out. It's pretty powerful, and I like that. And thanks a lot.
Cool. I will try and put the reason I'm asking is I'll put a show notes link. I'll try and find that podcast. And I also have another podcast that I don't do anymore, but still has some good stuff, Conversations with the Genius. I will link to that, as well as a lot of these concepts are covered in my book, I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? I'll throw a link onto that.
Where's that book?
You get on Amazon. I'll put a link. But if you just Google, I'm a freaking genius, why is this business so hard? The Amazon page will come up. And
we're getting that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I get a lot of feedback that people love it. It's a super fun read. I'm a little more silly and ridiculous in the book because it's a book and, you know, what are you going to do? All right, cool. Well, let me give you one more hit and then we'll go to the lightning round. The last thing I'm going to say, which kind of wraps, because we talked about two things. One, making sure that you understand why they're doing what they do and be flexible with your system. If you've got a bad system, be ready to fix it. If you have a good system, make sure they understand why you're asking them to do it. The second piece is to hire people that are already linear thinking and kind of get the vibe and who you are and support that, as opposed to try and bend to someone else. Those are the two pieces we've talked about. The bow that's going to wrap around those things is to, where's my note? I had it. Now I'm thinking. They need to see the values for them, not for you. We are super tempted to be like, dang it, I paid you and my company and my customer, and we're going to succeed. And if we and my goals and I and me and we, and they couldn't care less about that. You've got to understand why they're there, what's important to them, what motivates and make them tick. And those are the things that you want to talk to. So you want to explain how their life can be easier. And that's why the core values fit is so important. If they believe in keeping our word, and that's a core value of theirs, you can talk about how you don't want to be someone that doesn't keep your word, and you know that's important to them. So all of this needs to be wrapped in positioning it in such a way that they see the value to them and not emphasizing as much the value to you, because quite frankly, they don't care. And that goes for customers, vendors, employees, bankers, lawyers, anyone you deal with. Always look how you can position what you do or what you want as a benefit to them, as opposed to explaining how important it is to you. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Those are the high level concepts, and they make all the difference. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's tough because we always got to kind of walk that tightrope between. I want to make sure I give you enough tactical action items to go on. But if you don't have the underlying foundation of the beliefs and why those work, it can be tough. All right, enough of me yakking. Anyone that's built the company from 0 to 10 cleaners in 5 months has got some stuff that I don't know about. We're going to try and get that from you right now. We're going to hit the lightning round. 3 quick questions. You, my friend, are going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
That would be from David L. Stewart. Who's my, if I could be anyone, I would be this guy. He says, look to do business by the book, and that's the good book.
I see what you did there. I like that, pulling the Bible in, well played. Question number 2, what's the biggest mistake you've made in your 5 short months? What's the biggest mistake that you've made that maybe we can steer clear of?
I didn't start with a process. It's just crazy if you ask that. I had a cleaner who started handing out her cards to my customers, and I learned the hard way that she was doing that from my customers who asked for a refund because she didn't clean right. And I decided I'm not going to hire one more person until I have a process, a packet that is designed for application. And then it has the rules that they have to sign and say they'll abide by the rules and move on. So, biggest mistake, just tell the guy, hey, if you want to work, you can go and clean that house and I'll pay you. Just verbally, but not by the book.
Right, now we've realized we need a system. We've got a system. We just got to figure out how to get the people to do the system.
Right? Yeah.
That's baby right. Steps, brother. Baby steps. All right. Last question.
Baby steps. Yeah.
What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something super easy to implement that will make their lives or business better.
Ooh, I caught me off guard here. I don't know if that would apply to the business. Again,
it's your personal.
I'm a high level kind of guy, and there's things that, well, just put it simply. Peace of mind is the highest form of wealth. Now, I don't know how you're going to take that. Is how you're going to apply it to your business? But what I found personally is that you cannot build anything sustainable if you're not in peace. So it's very important to me to be at peace at all times so I can be creative and build something that is sound and successful. So peace of mind is the highest form of wealth is the last one I would leave you guys with.
All right. And I'm going to just, if I don't point it out, Cleaning Nation is going to go crazy. I'm just going to point out the man that's got a 15-month-old at home and a baby due in a couple months is saying peace of mind is wealth. I think you're going to be broke for at least a couple years, brother. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it'll take a few years. Well, you know, you got to build it little step at a time. But I've found that, it's just something that I was reading on. The money we make, it's a byproduct. You know, that's my philosophy. You know, it pays the bills and all that, but money doesn't bring peace. And I've made a lot of money. I didn't have peace, but through it all, if you can find a way to secure your peace, I'm just saying, if you do it, it's worth it. It's hard. I mean, I have all these things going on right now. It's just, and again, it makes sense for me to mention that because my world is crazy right now, and I find out that I have to do whatever it takes to procure some kind of peace, because otherwise, I'm just going to check into the rehab place and just check out my family. So I have to put in that work, put in the effort, and have the discipline to be somehow peaceful, so I can focus on my business and be resourceful to my employees. And like you said, you know, what's in it for them? When I look at my payroll, I see that I provided a full-time for Justin, you know, who's cleaning the houses all in stores. It brings a lot of satisfaction to me. So, but then I can't do any of that if I'm not at peace to look at my next move, you know, my next strategy, listen to a podcast from you, you know, and be disposed and focused to get the material and apply them. So, you know, tune out the noise and focus and be at peace. So I find that works for me really well. And again, it's a high level kind of concept. And I hope that one day, you know, Clean Nation kind of adhere to that and find value in that.
Couldn't agree more. So one of those things that's super easy to say, and good Lord, it can take you a lifetime to learn. Fredo, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Fredo's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, all the links that we mentioned, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.